AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has opened just the third impeachment trial of an American president.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It was a day full of extraordinary scenes in the Senate chamber.
With the permission of the Senate, I will now read the articles of impeachment.
Starting with Congressman Adam Schiff and six other House prosecutors presenting the Senate with the articles, accusing the president of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Will all senators now stand or remain standing? And raise their right hand.
And Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in lawmakers who will serve as jurors, reciting an oath calling on them to do impartial justice. Not long after, the president predicted a speedy trial.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Complaining to reporters in the Oval Office, it's taking attention away from things like the USMCA trade deal, which the Senate passed today. Opening statements will start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Government Accountability Office, the federal government's watchdog, says the White House Office of Management and Budget violated the law by holding up security assistance to Ukraine. It's the centerpiece of the impeachment trial. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This reinforces again the need for documents and eyewitnesses in the Senate.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the OMB report is wrong.
These are taxpayer dollars going to another country that people believe there was corruption with the new administration. I think it was the rightful thing to do.
A judge is upholding the governor of Virginia's ban on weapons of all kinds at an upcoming pro-gun rally at the grounds of the Capitol in Richmond. Baseball sign-stealing scandal has led to the firing of New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran. He played for the Houston Astros. That team has been implicated in the scandal. The Astros manager and general manager have been fired. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow finished up 267 points. This is AP News. Prince Harry is taking on his first royal duties since the announcement he and wife Meghan want to move part-time to Canada. Harry will host the Rugby League World Cup 2021 draw at Buckingham Palace. He's backing a new rugby health plan that promotes mental health.
The perception of rugby league is that you need to be tough. You can't show your feelings, you have to grin and bear it. But something like the Mental Fitness Charter will help us make real progress in getting rid of the stigma associated with mental illness and remind people that it is not just about being physically fit, but more importantly, mentally strong.
The Prince also made an announcement about the Invictus Games for wounded service personnel and veterans.
In 2022, the Invictus Games will travel to a new country, a new home for respect for our armed forces.
The new country is Germany.
The Invictus Games, Dusseldorf 2022. The story continues.
The Invictus Games will be in The Hague this year. Ed Donahue, AP News.